Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
The ubiquity and anonymity of the internet has seen a huge rise in conspiracy theories, of course, but how much do we understand about who propagates those theories and why they do so? Now, look, when you think about conspiracy theories, you might conjure up images of gullible people sitting in their prepper bunkers surrounded by weapons and tinned food, survival books everywhere, and if you travel in the United, certain parts of the United States, any place will sell you all this prepper stuff. Or perhaps you go to the idea of a person in a tinfoil hat who believes the government is trying to steal their thoughts. Surely it's one of those. Or surely it couldn't be ordinary people like us. Well, I don't know how ordinary you are. I'm pretty ordinary. New research from the Australian National University, though, might give us some answers. Lead researcher, Dr. Colin Klein, of the ANU School of Philosophy, says conspiracies are becoming a bigger issue and breaking down public trust to an alarming level. It really is anti-democracy, in my view. The research showed that most conspiracies build traction when a range of different people and groups could connect those ideas to their own preconceived concerns or beliefs or agendas. And the study found that some people didn't even believe the conspiracy, but it was just a valid way to express their dislike of something. Dr. Colin Klein, welcome to Open House.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your data set must have been huge. How do you wrangle that sort of information?
Well, I mean, it's quite interesting. So we downloaded it. There was actually someone else who extracted it from Reddit. And I should say, Reddit's quite happy for people to download these things. So we used a series of computational techniques called topic modeling, which were kind of developed for things like, by companies like Google for rapidly figuring out what different documents are. So it's very coarse-grained, but the nice thing is you don't have to read through them and you can do it in kind of a principled way.
So you're taking literally hundreds of thousands of individual posts on Reddit, and these are public posts, so there's no privacy being breached.
Yeah.
And somehow or other you've got tools that analyze that by topic. Mm-hmm. Is that what you've just said?
Yeah, so and automatically extracts out what the topics are. So you can do it by kind of trying to pick, but one of the nice things about these are newer mathematical techniques, you can just say, well, look, you've got this huge thing. Tell me what most people talk about. Tell me what the most common things are, and it'll sort of pull that out for you.
All right, well, so you look specifically at conspiracy theories, and we can I hope we don't need to explain what a conspiracy theory is, but this will be something that doesn't really stack out. It's something that's not true, and an example is Pizzagate. Perhaps you could tell us about that, because this was during your study, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was actually, it's not in our data set, but it was kind of coming up during when we were working on the data, so it's been an interesting case. I mean, Pizzagate was it's a conspiracy theory that various high-ranking Democratic officials in the U.S., including Hillary Clinton, were running a child sex slave ring out of a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. It was all sort of based on...
And you just know that's going to be true. You don't have to verify that at all, do you, Gene?
Yeah. No, just see, it's got the ring of truth about it.
But millions of people actually bought it.
Yeah. I mean, what's really surprising about this is, I was checking the forums as we were going on, so this wasn't in our data set, but watching it come up, you have people where it feels almost like a joke, it comes up as something of a joke, or people just... they're playing around or they're using it to kind of express how distasteful they find Hillary Clinton or something like this. And then it kind of takes on a life of its own and more people pick it up and then it just gets repeated and eventually you get people who, believe it enough to go to this poor pizza shop with a rifle.
Part of your interest then was to understand why human beings are interested in or fall victim to, and I'm going to use that word victim quite specifically, because when someone gives us a false impression about the world we live in, they've duped us. They've altered our perception of reality, and I don't think it's a good thing to do by any means. It's certainly quite wrong. So what is it about the human condition that you discovered from your study that makes us gullible or susceptible to conspiracy theories?
Yeah, well, I think there are a few things, and it's very interesting. So one thing is there's a sense in which if you look around, a lot of people do a kind of conspiracy theorizing, at least on a lower grade. So, academics conspiracy theorize about upper management and admin all the time. I think people do this about politicians all the time. Because there is, you know, there are people, I think the core of a conspiracy theory is the idea that people are hiding information or distorting information about something that they're doing.
And that I'm the victim of that.
Yeah, and that you're a victim of that. And, you know, that does happen. So I think one of the important things to realize here is you look at things like Pizzagate, and of course that seems absurd. But a lot of the things that people, you know, at least that start people on conspiracy theorizing is that more, you know, oh, well, I think that the council's in league with the developers and are getting paid off, and, you know, that's why they won't release this data or something. So that kind of thing does happen, and I think that's kind of the way in. And you combine that with a certain kind of distrust that I think is getting worse of traditional media or government or, you know, traditional sources of information. And then once you start going down that path, it's very hard to find a way back because you're getting, in some sense, increasingly inaccurate information from a smaller pool. I think that's what sort of sets people down on these paths, although it's worth mentioning, and this is one of the things we found in the study, you know, we think of, you know, sometimes when people think of conspiracy theorists, they think of these people who, you know, have walls full of newspaper clippings with, you know, strings going between them.
And wear tin hats.
Yeah, and they would have their tinfoil hat, and they're probably in a basement. But most of the people, you know, there are people like that on Reddit, but actually most of the people in the conspiracy forum have sort of more limited interests. They're there because they care about government abuse of power or about foreign policy. And they'll still believe quite strange things in many cases, but within that limited domain.
So the conspiracy theory sort of confirms or at least fits in with their worldview that governments do try to hide information, that people are in league with others in a way that's corrupting the process.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think it, and part of the problem is I think everyone believes that to a certain degree. And then the question is, you know, nevertheless, I think most of us, I mean, certainly me, think that in general, you know, you find out what's going on. In general, the media is all right, even though you kind of got to keep an eye on it. But once you go into a more severe skepticism or even cynicism, sometimes I think is the right word, then it becomes very easy to have this pile on.
It betrays your worldview, perhaps. Our guest on Open House is Dr. Colin Klein from ANU School of Philosophy and a paper just published on a very, very big study of conspiracy theories. Is it fair enough to say that the one of the outcomes of your study was who spreads conspiracy theories? Is it nutters in a basement? No, it's actually reasonable people going about their everyday business who just have a little bit of suspicion and are happy to pass it on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's quite a lot of the people who are on there. And if you look, you know, although they're on Reddit, in many cases they don't spend all of their time over on the conspiracy forum. They're there trading cat pictures, they're, you know, talking about CrossFit or whatever. So, you know, it's almost like it's part of their daily lives and not a huge part, but they, you know, they're still there, and obviously it's important enough for them that they're there in the forum and engaging.
What does it tell us then about modern society, the use of this technology, and the potential misuse of it?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. So part of it is, as I sort of mentioned before, I think there is something of a breakdown in trust. And some of this I actually think is a consequence of information technology itself, just because it's much easier to get information. So everyone, a lot of people focus rightly on misinformation and fake news and things that are, you know, people are putting out. But if you take something like, I always use the New York Times, the New York Times makes mistakes all the time. And now anytime they make a mistake, you know, everyone who hates the New York Times will tweet it and it will pass around. And so in some sense, it's, I think we haven't quite adjusted to this landscape where anytime anyone makes a mistake or says something slightly off, that immediately gets amplified. And it becomes very easy to get cynical about particular institutions or particular people. You combine that with, you know, you think of the royal commissions that have come out, and so there's a lot of information that comes out that is now more publicly available about actual corruption or things behind the scenes. And it's a very, I think it's a very difficult mix to resist for some people.
Well, just finally, Dr. Klein, how do you guard yourself against conspiracy theories? What's your top tip for staying on track?
Well, you know, the main basic thing is I do really like the website Snopes.com. I think that's always should be a first stop before you forward something on to somebody.
Yes, I agree.
If everyone just did that, I think we'd be in a slightly better place.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yes, thanks
and the advice.
Me.
Dr. Colin Klein from the ANU. He's a philosopher and that study on online conspiracy theories. You'll find a link to his study, more information about that, on our increasingly informative Facebook page, Facebook community on, Open House Community on Facebook.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.